Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 61. I'm Drab.
I'm Dr. Hunkenstein.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Dr. Hunkenstein. We'll get into that here shortly. Before we get going into the show today, we're very excited. We got a new sponsor that we're excited to tell you guys about. We've known about it for a while. And Valdez and I and Clary, we've been sipping on it for a while, too. It's called Don't Sleep Energy Drink. And check them out at don'tsleepenergy.com. You know, you guys know that Valdez and I, we carry the morning show, but we get hyped up every single day when we come in because we're drinking energy drinks, and now we're drinking Don't Sleep Energy Drinks. And this is a cool story. This is a local guy, Mike from Vienna.
From Vienna.
And he's got a new energy drink company. It's awesome.
We met with him. We like the no sugar option, but they have sugar-free and sugar options of Don't Sleep.
So it is now the official energy drink of Bit Season. Grab some yourself at don'tsleepenergy.com and check them out on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, and B group vitamins. And when you check out at don'tsleepenergy.com, use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order at don'tsleepenergy.com.
Biddies, remember that. I like using it during my workouts, and Clary likes it because it makes him laugh more.
It adds to my laugh track a
right
little bit.
Right on cue.
I like that laugh right there.
It's a kind of my creepy laugh.
Hey, I talked to Clary a lot yesterday after you left Valdez, and it was about the Junkie show on Friday, and I think maybe we should start with it. Did you know that Clary is supersized for Lisa Ann?
I think there's a lot of guys in this building who are supersized for Lisa Ann.
No. He says that's his first love.
Wow.
How
old are you, Ryan, again?
I'm 23 now.
23. So think about it.
And what is Ryan like in his personal life?
Older females.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is your Super Bowl.
This is my Super Bowl. And, you know, like, I was telling Drab this yesterday. Some kids looked up to Batman. Some kids looked up to Spider-Man. But I looked up to Lisa Ann. it's different. All right. So, it was different.
In the 9 a.m. hour on Friday.
Hey, Ryan's not shooting webs out of his hand.
Lisa Ann will make her triumphant return in studio with the Junkies. Last time she came in, AWOD was on the show, and he was the star of the segment because he is the punching bag on the show. So we threw him in there, and
we threw him to the wolves,
and she loved it.
They actually went on a date.
They went on a freaking date.
Didn't they go like one of those boats in the middle of D.C.?
I think the Potomac paddleboard group or something.
But they also went to the spa together.
Whatever payola Adam was getting from
I'm sure he took her to Pamplona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Adam's no dummy. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. Stallion told me he's too scared to come in.
Whoa.
All
right.
No. Ryan's not scared. I think Ryan's scared of embarrassing the Clary family name.
Is that because mommy listens?
Yeah, because mommy's listening. And then all of a sudden, she's grinding on your pee-pee in the studio.
Okay. Here's the thing. Mommy Clary will definitely be listening. She is a Junks listener, so she will be listening. And if she sees me with Lisa Ann, I don't know what she would do. But that's not even the bulk of it.
When I was an intern, when the Junks were in Fairfax, I got a lap dance from porn star Hillary
Duff
Scott.
I don't know who
Hillary
that is.
Jane Hillary
I'm
Scott.
I'm not sure who that is.
I don't know. She's a petite blonde porn star. Socks. From fantasies. And then she came
That in. Really narrows it down.
and I got my lap dance. I prepared by wearing sweatpants. All right. And it was one of the most joyous things a 20-year-old, 21-year-old could ever have.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're scared.
All right, but he says it's not mommy. Did you just say that?
No, it's not. Like, I can take the crap from her because, like, she's not going to be psyched if she sees Lee San all over me or me all over Lee San, whichever one that may be. That's not going to happen. But I don't know. Like, but I just...
Lisa Ann is not a trashy 25-year-old porn star that's coming to fantasies in Baltimore. She like she's is into an sports. A-lister. Last time she was in here, she was like wearing jeans and a blazer or something.
Yes, I know.
She wasn't doing.
Are we just?
Also, Valdez and I don't know what to like. We don't want to talk sports with her, but we don't want to also offend her and be like,
"Hey, show us your shit."
Yeah. I don't know. We got to figure that out. But so what is the real reason?
My real reason is I just don't know if I'll have the availability to come in at 9 a.m. And that's that is a real thing.
Hey, if we told you Taylor Heineke was sitting in studio from 9 to 10, you would get down here just in time.
I would not. I swear to God, I would not.
I know. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you. Or belated birthday.
Ryan turned 23 this week. He's got like a luncheon with mommy and daddy or something, or dinner Thursday night.
I got a dinner tomorrow night at Randy's. Nice little spot there in Tyson's. Nice steak place. I love it. But then it's not even about that.
Why don't you get Randy in studio? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so why couldn't you come in at 9 o'clock in the morning?
That's a long day. That's a long day for me to come in at 9 a.m. All right.
So he just doesn't want, he just wants to sleep.
I kind of want to sleep in. But then again, like, I will be there if there's a bit brewing between you guys. Because I'm for the show.
That's a perfect thing to do because it's his birthday, too. You can guilt Lisa Ann into doing something. Maybe we can, like, all right. Would you come in if Lisa Ann gifted you a pair of her panties? For your birthday.
Hey, that's what you're saying. That for me. That's my bit. Valdi, I was on vacation one time when Jesse Jane was in studio, and Valdez is a fan. He's a good friend, and he asked Jesse if she would leave her panties for drab.
I did not do that
on air, and she said, "I'm not wearing any panties," or something like that. Yeah.
He probably got a bonzer.
Fist bump. I am a bro.
Yeah. It was so thoughtful about this because he knew I got size for her.
That's solid bro code right there.
That is. What? He has your back.
All right. What if I didn't realize that was my go-to? Just asking for their panties. Hey, what if we have Scotty's vodka and you guys get to do a birthday body shot off of each other?
Would you come
in for that?
I mean, a birthday body shot off Lisa Ann, I mean, I'd be kind of sized.
She probably has like rock hard abs too.
Oh yeah, I've seen them, but it's a little too many times.
Just think all the jizz loads that landed on her belly button.
Oh God. I mean, when you put it that way.
Don't spook him, Valdez.
It's not even spooking me. I'm not spooked by it.
All right, let's say this. Would you blow off your family dinner with you and mommy and Randy to go if Lisa Ann invites you out on a date?
Like a date. Friday night.
Friday night says, Exotica.
100%.
Why would you blow this opportunity? She was hanging out with Young Gravy like last week. She goes from Young Gravy to the Stallion.
Okay, you're talking about Young Gravy, who's like 6'5", 200 pounds, and has a slinky. I don't have that.
She went on a date with AWOD.
AWOD's the most opposite of a slinky.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
She, I guarantee you, she will be flattered that someone who is 23 finds her so incredibly good looking.
Well,
like that's a turn on to her. And I guarantee you, if you guys hit it off and you asked her what she was doing tonight, and you could take her on the town, she would do it. I almost guarantee that could happen.
Take her to, doesn't Grant Paulson and Danny have a million restaurant hookups?
I don't know about
take her to RPM Italian.
Oh yeah. definitely could do that.
Or I could. And
then, yeah, I guarantee you, we could figure out a way to get you and her a date at RPM. I know the chef.
You know the chef?
I know the chef. I can get you a date with her there if also, you propose it. And then go out for drinks afterward at Pamplona. Now there are around a bunch of Arlington bros that'll probably scoop her up right in front
She'll
of you.
She'll be like, I would lose out.
Haven't I been here before with another another radio producer?
here would be my game plan. I think we're sticking in the Navy Yard. And I think we're going to go to Pink Taco. I'm telling you.
Have you been to Pink Taco?
I have not, but I want to. And plus, it's like kind of like a snazzy, like it is fancy, a nice place, yeah. nice place to where girls would love to want to go there to Pink Taco. Come right. on.
I agree. Pink Taco. First of all, I can't believe Pink Taco is still in business. Wasn't that like a thing like 20 years ago?
I think.
Yeah. But here's the thing is you're not going to have your shot if you're just at home with mommy and daddy.
Yeah, you got to come in that's the on thing is, air.
You got to roll the dice and you got to come on in air. Plus, you know what? I need you to come in because the guys are going to run out of stuff in about 7 minutes.
Yeah, I'm interviewing her. Yeah, we need you.
As a producer, I need you to come in.
All right. You know what? I'm going to leave it this way.
So here's what we're going to tell Lisa Ann that you love older women.
That you are her number one fan.
And you told her that. Well, you can use the Batman line again, all right?
Yeah. That's a great... Hey,
we'll save it for
line.
The junkies, yeah. all right? Use it again on the junkies. She'll be smitten, and then we'll tell her about how you made out with an older woman in a bikini in Myrtle Beach this summer. Yeah.
And she goes, if you don't believe that I'm into older women...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you could say it. You can say it was a 65-year-old. I like to be honest and truthful.
Okay.
That's why I'm honest and truthful with her. That's what women love about me.
And then
I actually think she'll be smitten.
We'll just say can we bring in someone who wants to meet you? And then we'll set it up and then you'll walk in.
Yeah. And then you'll tape
just being a stud like you are.
You'll tape a squash to your leg.
I might have to pinch one off tomorrow morning before I come in.
He's going to wake up with a...
All right. You can leave at 10.
Uh-huh.
And then go to, see how the day goes. If you either go out with her or go home, or whatever, and come back.
Okay. I like it. Here. Let me add one more thing.
Hey, you should ask her. You know what you should do is he should go to a sex store and get her to like sign her fleshlight.
There is actually one in Annandale, or I could pick one up.
Shocking.
Annandale. I could. Don't does ask she, how I know.
Does she have a fleshlight?
I don't know.
I don't. Don't porno chicks. They do that all the time. They get. I know, but they get I molds of their.
I think Lisa Ann's. I never. If she's out of the game or not. Remember last time she came in, she was retired, and the next thing, like 6 months later, she was doing pornos again.
And she was doing the solo pornos too during the pandemic. I was sized.
You are a fan.
Yeah, you are.
That's my number one.
All right. Well, hopefully you can come in, and then we're trying to convince you that it's worth it, and hopefully you see that it is worth it.
I do think it is worth it.
What do you like about her? What makes her the number
dude,
one?
This is something we explained on Bit Season. It all started with my fifth grade teacher. It started with my fifth grade teacher. They're true. Lookalikes.
Hey, I did. I was showing. I said
no,
that.
No, he. I remember this now. He showed me a picture of this fifth grade teacher.
No, I showed some of the junks this morning when I was talking with them outside, and they agreed with me. They're like, yeah, I see the resemblance with them.
What was their vibe about Lisa Ann coming in tomorrow?
I mean, I think that. I didn't really know.
They didn't really say anything.
I mean, like they were just kind of downplaying. I wasn't really asking. I just said I was like, I'm sized, and like they just kind of shrugged
it off. What happens if it turns into a Blue Shorts Asa Akira bit?
Oh,
where you're weird. Like walking around on the floor in the dog collar, getting yeah, with a leash. Getting slapped. Would you do all that to impress her?
eat dog food.
Yeah, eat dog food.
I mean, if I were to do that,
you better get it.
Yeah, I better get it. Yeah, like I better get it.
Valdez, we might have to come up with a what would Ryan do for a day with Lisa Ann or something, a date with Lisa Ann.
Hey, how embarrassing it would be if she was walking him on a leash in the middle of Half Street. Hey, would you do that? Hey, that's radio right there.
That's old school.
Old school radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, would you do that? I'm dead serious. Would you go outside the front entrance and then we'll have a camera right?
Right.
Is there any way to get the camera?
No, just
feed?
Like we did with the Budweiser.
Yeah, the
Clydesdale came. All right. All right.
Yeah, we have the Clydesdale's cam.
All right. So
the same thing. We get a dog leash.
Somehow we got on the Zoom link or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and we relayed it. And
we relayed it.
Cakes was giving the play by play on the phone.
All right. And then we have her down there walking you from Half Street to Homewood.
All right. On your hands and knees. Right.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, you know the bowls that are outside the big stick for all the dogs? One of them's filled with rainwater. and she pushes your head down at it, and little doggy takes a sip.
I would somehow, some way, get a from that.
Hey, will you bring in a dog leash tomorrow?
Yeah, 100%.
You can bring okay, one
for
in.
Sure. We'll run it by CK. I like to think of how what everyone's going to be doing around noon on Friday after all the guys go home and all the listeners out there be sending tributes to Lisa. We are world record tomorrow.
And let me ask you, because you are such a Lisa Ann fan.
Yes.
Is there a scene that sticks out in your head? Is there a go-to scene of yours?
Of course, dude. Let me tell you this right now. Actually, I just saw this scene like last week. It's when she had to spend over. She had to spend the night in a hotel with her stepson.
Hey, Drab just perked up.
Yeah. And so he spent the night with her stepson. She was wearing a robe. And then her son, there was a TV in front of them, and it kind of mimicked like a mirror. And the son wakes up with just a rock hard hog. And then he just looks in that mirror and sees Lisa and like her robe, and it's like all tightened up.
Don't give it all away. I got a bookmark right here.
You've definitely seen it. It's one of her go-tos. Just a terrific job act.
Hey, how come the stepmom and the stepson are always sharing a bed?
Why can they splurge for another room?
How come there's always one hotel bed? Oh my god. I'm gonna save that.
He's talking about it like it's Casablanca.
Yeah, we'll do some radio prep.
Yeah, yeah, we'll prep for tomorrow.
All right, good stuff, Ryan. Well, you'll find out tomorrow morning if you're listening to this today if Clary comes in and when, what kind of bit we do with him. We're all looking forward to it. Lisa Ann, also a good sport. She was good on air last time she was here.
Very,
but she loves fantasy, like fantasy football and sports betting. Hey, yeah. You know what? We should let her in the parlay.
Of course, we got.
We'll do our parlay at 7:45, and then you know we'll start her out. Okay. We'll get her comfortable with the sports stuff.
Yeah, and then
we'll ask her to.
You'll say we have our biggest fans here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
All right.
Hey, we'll trade in our part of the winnings to grab her boob.
We can't harass her. All right, we got a lot to get in here today. I think one of the things that that we should get into first is what, Valdez?
So if you didn't hear, I introduced myself as Dr. Hunkenstein. And that made Drab chuckle. And Drab has been, I don't know, he's just been he's been acting so weird because Cakes and I cannot stop talking about the Hulu show,
Hulu,
Chippendales, all right? And Drab, for whatever reason, thinks it's a gay TV show. It's not a gay TV show. Okay. It's a show based off of the history and business model of Chippendales.
Okay, all right.
The first male strip club for women.
Somehow this became an argument during the Junkies off air today, and then we were talking about it with Cakes right before we started bit season here today, and Clary has no idea what we're talking about, but I want to get, so you're coming in blind to this.
Yep.
You don't know, I don't know what side you would take on this, but Yeah, Valdez and Cakes have been talking all week about Chippendales, the Hulu TV show that I've seen the ads for. Uh-huh. Okay,
Cakes and I are very simpatico when it comes to TV shows. So he always likes to recommend stuff for me to watch. And I always come back and say, hey, Cakes, I think you'll really enjoy this.
Okay.
And then I tell Cakes, I say, hey, I'm really into this show. I'm not sure if you'd like it or not. And he asks me, he goes, what platform is it on? I say, it's on Hulu. All right. And he goes, oh, you're watching Welcome to Chippendales. And I said, yes. And you should have seen Drab's face. All right. It was like, I've never seen anything more shocked. He turned ghostly white and he says, why don't you two get a room?
So they can't understand. They're calling me a homophobe all week.
Okay.
All right. I'm probably the most gay friendly producer in the history of radio with the bits that I've done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to say, raise your hand if you've made out with a man.
I've made out with a man. I've worn the Borat mankini. I've done it all.
Right?
Okay. Whatever, like, blue shorts is done with a female porn star, I've probably done, you know, just the same with a male.
With Evan Stone.
With Evan Stone. Right? I've had a long career in radio, wacky bits. So they've been calling me a homophobe all week because I have
because he's making this ew face when we talk about Chippendales.
Okay, so they're like, they're missing like the big what's the overall theme in this thing? It's dudes and G-strings. Okay, they're like, you wouldn't believe it. There's violence and murder and drug use and chicks doing cocaine off. You know, it's so hot.
Chicks blowing cocaine off this dude's rod. Yeah. It's kind of hot.
All right. So they're trying to like some true crime thing. Like some,
and Drab thinks we're trying to pawn it off as some true crime phenomenon.
Right, a thriller. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen the trailer. It's about some Indian guy who starts. It's like the history of Chippendales.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I have no problem if... Ryan, if you go to Vegas, would you go to a Thunder from Down Under show?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, probably.
Why not?
Because it's not my cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea. I wouldn't do that either. Apparently, Valdez and Cakes would, and it's the straightest thing you can do.
I didn't say we would go to Chippendales.
No, but you're watching the show.
Because it's interesting how it evolved. How it became.
Okay. How much of the show is dancing? How much of the show is dudes and thongs dancing?
All right. There was a number where they were country boys with their cowboy hats. And they may or may not have been wearing man thongs.
They're helicoptering their schlong everywhere.
Have you seen Magic Mike?
I've seen the first one. Is it gay that I know that there's a sequel? I know there's two.
I haven't seen one minute of either one.
Well, you're not comfortable in your sexuality.
I think I've proven that I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
I think Drab's past is so checkered and his skeletons are piled so high in his closet. He's so afraid that if he adds one more bone in there, the whole thing's going to start tumbling down.
See, I'm comfortable in a bit setting, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything's a bit. This is all fun and games. We're doing this for an audience. Valdez is, like, getting under the covers
with my strawberry daiquiri. Yeah.
His strawberry daiquiri.
With my Cosmo.
Yeah. His lotion skin. Okay.
With my Jergens.
Yeah. God. Nestling up for a long night watching Chippendales. There's a difference between us.
Turning out all the lights, putting on the Christmas tree. Yeah. I hope this is a good episode this week.
All right. Would you watch this show?
Yeah. I need Ryan. Whose side are you on?
Okay. I would watch the show. I would. I'm not going to lie. Just because he's piqued my interest somehow. Like, some way, somehow.
Which part of it piqued your interest?
Yeah. The ass or the cock?
I don't know. Like, I kind of want to watch it now. I'm not going to lie.
You feel like you have to watch it because of the of the controversy.
The controversy with it, and just, it kind of sounds wild. Like, I'm kind of into these true crime documentaries, and it just seems interesting.
Hey, you would like it.
It's not a it's a reenactment, right?
Yeah, it's not like a documentary. Okay. It's
just like a salacious TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show that's based off of a book, which was turned into a podcast, which is now a TV show.
Jeez.
So.
I would watch it, and I think I'd probably enjoy it. Because I think it just sounds entertaining. All right, let me take a step back.
The most thrilling part is when they're on Venice Beach looking for hunks to be their dancers.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Teasing, it's not the best part. The infighting of the business. It's a good show.
It's a good show, and you're
too closed off to enjoy it.
Okay, let me ask you something. All right. Would you like to be a Chippendale dancer? like would you do that for the right amount of money? Would it seem like a fun lifestyle?
Hey, if it's good enough for Vinny from the Jersey Shore, it's good enough for me.
Oh, is he a Chippendale dancer?
Yeah, he Chippendale approached him to come on stage for like a week's worth of shows, and he did it.
Silly.
Yeah. I would, and I would look like Chris Farley in the SNL.
That is a great skit. All right, well, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know.
Don't you feel like you have to check it out now and see what me and Cakes are talking about, and then you can really Joan if it's as bad as you say.
Yeah. I will think about giving it. Ryan, what are you doing with your wrist there? That was
I felt my wrist.
That was distracting. Yeah. Ryan's flinging his hands around.
He sold me on it. That's all I can say.
Why don't you watch it with Sarah?
I'll watch it with Sarah. Of course, I'm not going to watch it by myself. I have to tell her. Hey.
He's like, hey, Sarah.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, why don't you give me a so I don't feel gay. Yeah, yeah. Watching this.
I'm going to have to say, hey, all the junkies' wives on the show are raving about this show. And a couple of junks have seen it. Let's watch it together. Let's give it an episode. All right. I'll dip my toe in it that way.
Clary, there's only two gay sex scenes. So,
okay. Oh, so there is gay sex in it.
There's only two gay sex scenes.
In the whole season or in one episode?
So far.
How many episodes have you watched, Valdez?
Four. Okay. Hey, 50% is a bad completion percentage in the NFL.
Yeah, it's awfully high in my episode watching.
Only two.
Okay.
All
right. So far.
Just having fun here. Hey, speaking of ripped guys, the Liver King came up today on the show, and Valdez and I have talked about the Liver King many times on behind the scenes, and how he's got this cult following and this amazing body, and everyone is piling on him this week. But I honestly feel like it's no press is bad press for the Liver King. I mean, it's not like he's got arrested for doing something horrible.
No. Well, number one, he basically defrauded people into buying his supplements. That's what you could argue. But this is, I'm already predicting what's going to happen with Liver King next. He's going to have another body transformation, whether it's surgical or whatever, super skinny. And he's going to say, I got off the steroids and I'm holistic now. Buy my holistic stuff.
Oh, that's a great call.
That's a great call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
some brain medicine or something. Yeah,
I'm on this brain food. Look how trim and less bloated I am. Mm-hmm. With his before, and then he has before with steroid pictures, after super slimming Liver King. And it's good. He's going to be like the intestine king. Yeah. He's gonna find some sort of formula to hawk for his body transformation and his weight loss.
So is the whole eating liver thing all bull crap? Or is it still, like, do you think he actually believes in that stuff along with the roids?
I guarantee I think it's all I, I bet you it's scientifically proven, but he doesn't do it. He does it in front of a camera, but I feel like he's eating, you know, regular steak or chicken, like a normal dude.
He's definitely eating the liver. That's the thing. Like, people eat liver.
Well, no, but I'm talking about, like, the bit. Do you think that he's going around, like he's eating liver 24/7 and testicles, and he doesn't actually ever have anything bad?
And he hunts his own food. Well, yeah. This guy orders DoorDash, just like the rest of us.
I think so, too.
I am intrigued by his nine commandments, though. His nine...
ancestral tenets?
Yeah. Where they say bond, fight, hunt... I forget the other one.
I do like that he's so short. Have you ever noticed how short he is? Like,
no.
He is very short.
Bro, he's like 5'4".
Oh, I love that. That's so funny.
Are you not surprised some 5'4 insecure dude started doing steroids?
Of course. It's so right up his alley. He's a megastar on Instagram and TikTok and all that. I don't know. It's always these guys are all lying. I mean, all these none of these bits are real that people are doing. I don't assume anything is real on social media that any of these influencers are.
No, except for the shirt that makes you hunkier.
What's that, the classic tee or whatever
the D is?
Yeah. I don't know. That tee, I thought about buying it, but it's always for guys with beer bellies. I need the man boobs tee. Those don't help you out with man boobs. They only hire you to your beer gut.
Hey, am I crazy for thinking about Spanx for men?
I know. Ooh. I'm intrigued. I've worn compression shirts before.
I might get into the compression game.
What's so appealing about it to you? Sucking your love handles or something?
Sucking in the love handles and tightening up the man boob. I mean, I'm intrigued by that.
Well, we should put it on our Amazon wish list. Yeah. That I saw Valdez working on today. Hey, I don't know if it's ready to unveil yet.
No. I think we can go over it. We just started it.
Yes. Okay.
So if you search Bit Season, I made it public on the Amazon wish list.
All right.
So I there's a couple of things I put on there. Let's see if I can find it on my phone real quick.
What did you?
I added some items to it.
And you found the list?
No. Did he send it to you? Well, actually, I found out my Amazon account was hacked today, so I can't access it.
So I gave him the list to put on some things.
Yes.
You were in a bad mood today because of the phones. So I wanted you to put some stuff on there, and then I decided not to since you were.
So I got some stuff for us.
But if you look at Bit Season wish list on Amazon, it should come up. It's public. And then on this wish list, the first thing are flushable dude wipes.
Dude wipes have been getting a big push here recently.
Yeah. We should put a case of No Sleep Energy on there, too.
100%. No Sleep Energy.
Because we are running low already. Mm. I put a Yeti tumbler.
Okay.
Hey, I've heard that sound on Chippendales. I think that's on that soundtrack. And then Clary sent me a couple to add on right now. He has, all right, he has lotion tissues.
Hey,
can you explain those?
It's cold season. Yeah, I got a little cold.
It's Kleenex tissues that I think have a hint of lotion into them.
Oh, like aloe?
So like your nose isn't getting all roughed up?
Yeah.
It's hey, you have some sensitive orifices.
He does. Right. Hey, why don't you go a little bit? Those guys, that's like $2. Why don't you get put something in
$17?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, well, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I'm talking like per box or whatever.
No, I mean, like,
why don't we swing
$5,
for the
$5 a box?
Well, don't right. get to the other one.
Here's the other one. He has a heavy duty golf range net.
We could do that. We could do it. I'm telling you, we could do it.
Wait, is that for the studio?
Yeah, for the studio.
So,
like some tour we could set up on our own. We just wouldn't tell anyone. Oh, there's space downstairs. We could do it.
What about the infamous ping pong table?
Oh.
See, now you're thinking. This is why I wanted to run things by you.
I was just going to put new headphones down there for Valdez and I because we have the same headphones. And so ours are looking a little tattered. So I was thinking about putting headphones on there.
I like that, but ping pong tables are going. Would we? All right, let's say if we got the ping pong table and the listener was nice enough to order it, would that be allowed?
We have to ask. We should ask CK before we put it on there. But if you see it on there,
that's when we got the go ahead.
Uh-huh.
All right. What about? All right. explain the golf net. Where would we put this golf net?
Well, here's what I was thinking. So downstairs, we have three promotions closets that no one uses. I do know that we do.
Where downstairs?
Like downstairs near the performance space. Like when we have live guest audience there. And when our CEO came.
Yeah.
We set it up down there. We're going to clear some space out and we can have our own driving range in there. And we already have mats. We can get some cut up turf field as a grass, get some tees in there. And we could have our own freaking driving range there. I'm telling you, we could do it.
I'm gonna have to see it, Valdez. I just had an idea.
All right, I'm getting ready to put male Spanx on here.
Yeah.
I just, please put them on there.
Three, one for all of us.
Yeah. Why don't we put a few items on there and turn the green room into a game room? Because it is not being used at all for anything anymore, and that'd be a great spot for guests to come.
Okay. We could, are you talking like arcade games, or are you talking about like foosball?
I don't know. I'm open to anything. Foosball, ping pong. That's probably where the ping pong table should be. Maybe.
That's a tiny table. Dad, you remember?
No, that's a big room.
We could fit it.
The performance space?
The green room next to all the servers and stuff. It's empty, right? I don't know. But what also about, I saw Costco selling the Blitz arcade game.
Oh, I would love that.
I think that would be a smash. It would look like it has four players on it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What about, can we get Time Crisis? That was always my favorite.
Time Crisis.
That was always my favorite at Fun City.
All right, we're going to update this list. I know we talked about it. We just started
We
missed Cyber Monday. Sorry.
That's all right. We'll catch us on Expensive Tuesday. No, but I wanted to do it because I knew, just like with everything we do, we just give ideas and then we never follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this one I finally followed through up. And plus, we needed content, so I figured if we put some things on there, we could kill a couple minutes on Bit Season.
All right. We got to take a break here. Make sure you check out our new friends at Don't Sleep Energy. When we come back, I want to talk to you guys. We things we can choose from here. We can talk about the Junkie Sick Days segment that we did today. Valdez is upset that I'm befriending a homeless man. There's some details in that.
The Spotify Wrapped. And then Drab is bitter at me because I'm officially the smartest man on the show.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
Welcome back to Bit Season. I'm Matt Valdez with Drabby and the Stallion here. We tease going to break a couple of things, but I'm curious to hear Drab's take and reaction to JP praising me so vehemently on the show this week.
All right. What information did you throw out there that got them all titillated that you were the most interesting man in the world or whatever the hell they said? Most learned man on the show?
I think you said the most learned person on the show.
All right. What information did you throw out there?
All right. I was just, because I think I told them that Cakes had the body of a veal.
Okay.
And Cakes was the only one that laughed because the other junks had no idea what a veal is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're like Brett, and I explained how a veal is caged and chained up so that all of their fat and muscles are just super tender.
Right.
None of it's working, and for some whatever reason, the junks had no idea that's what made veal special, different than any other cow or animal, and. Me explaining that.
Well, EB didn't even know what veal was.
I don't know what's going on with EB.
Well,
he just
brain fog.
He doesn't know where a whales is. He's never heard of a veal before.
He's the most unlearned man on the show.
Yes, I would agree. But I would agree with you that what I said was common knowledge.
Common knowledge. It was that was tilting. You didn't like start talking about. I don't know, the Moors movement across Norway or something, right? It was common knowledge.
It was common knowledge.
And then you followed it up with your China pizza trope, okay? And JP goes, there it is again. Valdez and his knowledge. That. Yes. And it was an incorrect
Number one, it was a correct assumption.
You're 100% incorrect.
No, you cannot talk to Drab about food because he gets very territorial whenever you talk about food or challenge him on food.
I actually had someone send me a DM this week that said, I love Bit Season. I wish you guys would stop talking about food and talk about the junkies.
Really?
Yeah. It was so insulting. I guess he didn't like our conversation last week. No, this has nothing to do with food. It has to do with producer rivalry. And I feel like I offer a ton of interesting facts to the junkies that just gets completely unacknowledged.
That's what I don't understand is I call Drab a genius to his face when he came up with his Skippy theory. All right.
Thank you.
Your outside the box thinking just had me floored. All right.
I appreciate that.
But for whatever reason, when I'm called smart by JP, even though I personally didn't think it was that smart of a comment, although I will say it's a nice little tidbit of information to have up there.
It's a tidbit.
Yeah, you're right. It is a tidbit.
I can't draft for whatever reason. Can't praise me.
No, because here's why. No, I praise
Drab
you.
Drab needs all of the accolades. No, that's true. He needs all of the attention.
I've told Valdez 100 times. I say, hey, why don't you figure this out? You're the math guy. I've said that all the time. Then Valdez always blushes and goes, I'm not that great at math. And I say, you're smarter than me. all kinds of things that I said to him. But my slogan on the show, and I always say, is I know a little about a lot. And then Valdez tried to take that like a couple months ago and use it as his own, and it made me angry. And I don't want Valdez to be known as the
little about a lot guy.
Yeah, that's my he can be the smartest guy in the room. I just don't want him knowing JP and those guys thinking that he's the interesting fact guy, because I'm the interesting fact guy.
I'm the antidote guy.
I took the interesting fact crown from Drab, and he's all butthurt about it.
I actually also thought that it was a little bit insulting
that's why he was going so hard about the Chinese pizza thing. Is that I'm not allowed to know any of these.
I knew that was bull. I just knew that it just sounded like total BS.
I actually know exactly where I was when I first heard that. I was in sixth grade at World Language Connections class when Adam and I were having this discussion about pizza. And it stuck with me that much longer in my life. See, here's the thing. I'm not smart. I don't claim to be smart.
I think you're actually smarter than me.
Write that down, Clay. Can you isolate that, Clay? I just have a better memory than everybody else. I remember everything. I remember what people tell me. I remember what I read. I remember podcasts. I remember books. I remember
that
TV
is true.
Shows.
You have a good memory.
That's what makes me
the Jeopardy
quote,
guy
smarter.
You're the Jeopardy guy.
Don't be an asshole. Don't you be an asshole.
You watch a lot of Jeopardy, so I know
exactly what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're pushing my button right now.
So
because
you brag about being the Jeopardy guy.
I watch Jeopardy. And I get a lot of questions right on Jeopardy. But just because I watch Jeopardy doesn't make me smart. Like what JP said in a tweet infuriated me.
What did the tweet say?
This was such a nice compliment. One of the listeners, I couldn't believe I knew this much about food and all of these facts and tidbits. I forget who it was, but I think it was a she, and she tweets us a lot. She's a huge fan of the show. I think she listens to Bit Season 2.
Yeah.
All right, and she said, there was a great segment talking about the food, and who knew Valdez knew this much about all this different stuff. You know, he really is, the smart guy on the show. All right, just paraphrase.
All right, yeah, I saw that.
All right, and then JP, this dick JP replies. He goes, yeah, Valdez is smart. Must be all that Jeopardy he's watching.
Valdez could be reading books or,
I'm listening to Mozart in my library studying. And then JP goes, oh, anyone can do that. In the most JP fashion of the world. Mm. All right. He thinks anybody can do anything
there's no talent.
If he watches Jeopardy like me, he can beat me in an IQ test.
right, yeah.
It would be like, it would be the same as JP going, well, if I trained like DeSean Jackson, I'd beat him in a 40-yard dash.
Right. If you gave me the same players that Quince Orchard has, I could coach them to an undefeated record.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. I swear that pissed me off so much. And you.
I know you. I know it gets it.
You had to get under my skin by bringing that up.
I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, you do not get your vast knowledge from Jeopardy. I'll say that.
It
probably helps, but. All right. What did you guys think of Lurch this week, admitting that he still uses the 360 app to track his daughter's ongoings, and they're both of them, and they're in college, upperclassmen, I think, in college now.
I got secondhand embarrassment hearing that story.
It was cringe, about, as the kids like
about
to say.
How he was, I guess his daughter was going to Gatlinburg, and with a guy.
Wait. That was like, nobody talked about that. Why did anyone talk about that?
I know. Was it a group or
was it a group? Because here's what I think was look like, it sounded like to me. There was a guy driving.
Yes.
They're taking a trip to Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And Jason's daughter's in the car, shotgun, and they're driving late at night to Tennessee. That's the vibe that I got.
That's what
sounds
I got.
Sounds like
too.
A weekend getaway to me.
Romantic getaway.
Yeah. Right. No.
I know what you're going to say.
Why?
I know what you're going to say. But it is, at number one, it's embarrassing that your dad's texting you while you're on the road, that they're looking in on you. And number two, it's completely embarrassing that he's threatening to call the boy. That's like when you're a kid.
That's
like when you're a kid and your parents, you get in trouble over a friend's house and they have to call your parents.
Do you think that Jason is like looking at her debit card purchases and being like,
yes,
hey, you had pizza for dinner last night. You need to eat some vegetables today. Like,
oh, like that?
Or something like that. Like, he's just a helicopter parent. And I mean, that is insane behavior to me. That Jason, if your kid's in high school or something like that, I get it. I haven't, at this point in my life, I don't have any interest in something like a 360 app. But maybe when my kids get older, maybe I will. But
or they're troublemakers.
They are grown. They're grown women at this point. They're 20, 21 years old. I don't know how old they are. And he is he's tracking how fast they're going in a car. Like, that is outrageous.
All right, well, I'm going to take it a step further. So, like, when they get done with college.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Jason told his oldest daughter, when you graduate, why don't you stay home while you work, bank a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter goes, I want to live in Arlington, like every 23-year-old chick wants to do.
Yeah.
And so she goes, I want to live in Arlington. And you know what? She'll probably get a roommate, maybe two roommates. Is Jason going to track like where they are in Arlington when they're 23 years old?
I don't know if it's Maddie or
Ava.
They need to get their own.
Yeah, they got to get their own phone.
I don't know if they have jobs or what, but this is how you got to cut the cord.
Hey, do you think they
both got to cut the cord?
Do you think they have a burner?
Do you think he can like read their text messages and all that stuff?
I don't know what the 360 app does, but if you can read the text messages,
Do you think that Jason is, because if Jason has their cell phone bill, I could see him doing this. He's
going through what time the calls are going.
What time the calls are. I know he can't read the text message or whatever, but he can probably say, who are you calling at 2:00 in the morning? You know, or why are you up at that time? What are you doing? It's too invasive. Jason has to let go. He has to let go. I know it's hard for him. He's going down there every other weekend to visit them. They need to grow. They need their own growth.
He's in Blacksburg more than Frank Beamer.
Right?
So here's my thing with it. This 360 thing I think is crazy. But I don't think the location thing is that nuts. Like, checking their location isn't that crazy, in my opinion. Because I think it's a way more common than you may think.
What do you mean checking their location?
Like with the 360. That's like the point of it.
She spends the night at a boy's house instead of her own house or something like that?
Okay. Yeah. If you're tracking
it. You think he's not doing that?
I mean, that's a whole nother, like, where, if, like he obviously knows.
You didn't sleep last. You didn't sleep at your house last night. Where were you?
Can you imagine the amount of lying?
Maddie and Ava are probably the world's greatest liars at this point.
They should be in sales.
They should.
Can you imagine? And that it's not even just the lying. It's you have to keep up with your lie.
Yeah.
You know,
it's exhausting for them.
It's tilting me right now. Like, oh, I saw that you stayed the night on First Street last night.
Right.
Who do you know over at First Street? You know, oh, my friend Katie's over at First Street. Uh-huh. You know, oh, who was your friend over at, a month later goes by. Oh, you're at First Street again? Well, who was your friend that lives here again?
Yeah.
Oh, Katie. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's exhausting even thinking about it.
Now, remember, do you Jason always, bragging's not the right word, but he always talked about how his girls never had a first kiss. In high school, okay? Do you think that, like, this was happening all back then? Because we all laughed and said, yeah, right. Like, he's got cute kids. They've clearly, like, had boys interested in them throughout high school or middle school or whatever. That they didn't kiss him. They've been probably lying to Jason about what they're doing for over 10 years already.
They have mastered the art of lying.
Yes.
Hey,
they have to.
You know, it'd be a great bit.
What?
So if we took that lie detector guy, we brought him back in here. All right. We had them beat the lie detector. to show everyone it can be done.
That'd be great. Yeah. I love it.
He
got to delete the app. It's consuming him. Jason's neurotic now because of it. Like he would enjoy his life more.
I would agree 100% with that.
And how fast was this guy going?
Didn't he say he was going like 90 something?
That's not that fast. On a highway. I mean, it's fast. You know me, you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
He's definitely speeding to his. It's not like the kid was going 120 or something.
I would be worried because it's at night on 81. It's got to be super dark.
I'm not approving of it.
And I know, but there's also a possibility the guy's drinking if it's at. You know,
well, I would hope she would.
I know.
On a trip to Tennessee, they're not doing that. But I mean, I drive 90 miles an hour on trips to like North Carolina.
And, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I've hit. It's not like some egregious sin.
The irony is that he's upset after he just got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, he was in court the same day for his criminal case for excessive speeding, for reckless driving. Yeah, yeah. The irony. He's got to let go a little bit. I think most listeners would be in agreement with that. But you know what? If you also have older kids and you're still tracking them, I don't know a lot about the 360 app. Chime in. Let us know at BitSeason on social media. Always love.
Yeah, I want to know if you're able to like read messages with. I don't think you can. It's just all location based, right?
I don't know. I don't.
Claire,
know
your enough. Parents didn't do that, did they?
No, but they did find my iPhone, which is even worse. So it sends out a notification. When that, they're actually checking. So like when I would be out at night in high school, like a note, like a ding would be like going off and I can't turn it off.
Why would they do that?
I mean, because
is that like a phone home type thing?
I had a strict.
It's like a pager.
Yeah. It's like a pager.
I had a strict midnight curfew throughout high school for my parents.
Oh, so
they,
wait,
I got so, busted.
So wait, at midnight, did they just start pinging your phone? And then
yes, if I was out and like, yeah, like, or they would drop because I got in big trouble one day in high school. Whoa, and
what did you do?
Ryan? One day I it was my first time experiencing with a little pot brownies.
All right.
Back junior year of high school. And I was copping it from this one guy named Waldo. Seriously, that was his name.
Waldo Faldo Geraldo.
And he told me.
His family man.
He told me. He was like, hey, man. He was like, you've never had these? He was like, this is like my second time ever like dipping in the weed. And I didn't know what it was going to do. And so he said,
hey, as a fellow portly man, I would have ate the whole brownie too.
So he tells me to eat half. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I eat the whole thing. I go to our school basketball game. And it hits me like a brick wall. And I am just out of this world. And then I try to go home and I start just driving around for an hour because I'm like, I they can't see me like this. I am bad. They're gonna know my eyes are bloodshot. And so
your parents always like waited up for you when you got home, like,
oh yeah, they smelled my breath and everything. My dad,
come in the front door and
they would have to smell my breath.
Confront you and they want to smell your breath.
If they thought I was up to something,
I would have walked in and said, "Smells like on the deck."
A fist bump.
Yeah. I just say, it would smell my fingers too.
But so I came home one day. And I came home that night. And
did you come home?
Probably like 11 o'clock. Okay, this was school night.
Made curfew.
Yeah, also remember, it's a basketball game. So eating your brownie like at what, 6:30, 7
exactly,
o'clock?
Yeah.
You were still high at that time?
Dude, I was gone. Like, I was like, it was my second time ever being high. Like, I just didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hey, did you just do this by yourself? I can't think of
I did it with a girl. And so that's how I was like, I was like, nah, I'm going to eat the whole thing. I ate the whole thing. I showed up back at home later that night. And then I was trying to act normal. I was just kept thinking in my head, act normal. And so I just like was sitting in front of the TV watching it. And then my dad was trying to conversate with me. And then I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and I'm sitting there and I forgot to close the door. And I was sitting there with my pants on. And I told him I was going to take a poop. And so he barges in. He goes, "You're taking a dump with your pants on." He was like, "You're high. I see it in you." And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I freak out. And then at that moment, curfew. Ever since.
Did you admit to smoking pot? Did they give you a drug test or something?
Drug test. Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. My parents were like,
Did you pass it?
No, I failed that thing.
No, I was gonna stick with you for like a month.
Yeah. It's this one kit they brought at CVS, and then
what's the accuracy on that?
Yeah. And so I had a curfew ever since.
Hey, did they spring it on you, or did you not anymore? Did they try to spring it on you, or did you beg your friends for their piss?
I wasn't even clever enough to think about it. I just kind of went in there, like the Hunger Games, like pissed in that cup, came back positive, grounded.
Oh, like that quickly?
I mean, I don't remember how quick that test came back, but.
Hey, why did you? You're sweating that like an AIDS test.
Hey, why did you say I'm tired? I'm going to bed instead of sitting on the couch. Yeah,
I was like a 17-year-old, and the second time I ever did any weed or anything, I had no idea what I was gonna do. Right. Like, I thought it was gonna be like a 30-minute high, and that was it. But it was hours.
I bet you with the door wide open.
Cargo pants on. I bet you Stallion has a zillion traumatized stories from his parents. Because I've heard just a few of them, and I know we're not getting everything.
They weren't like helicopter parents, but they were strict. Like, they did not like weed.
That's why he still...
They did not like weed.
That's why he still eats about tomorrow, because mommy's going to be listening.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I just can't get past that. I can't.
You're going to have to if you want to be a radio star.
It's true.
And you're going to tell mom not to listen. We always
The thing is, if I tell her not to listen, she's going to listen.
Unplug the radio in the morning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Alexa, that's all it is. No.
Unplug the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then she can't do work from home. I mean, kind of. She's a real estate agent. I don't know.
Hey, mom, I printed out the MSL listings for you. Just in case anything should happen.
Right. Hey, mom, the internet's not working this morning. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I've done crazier things.
You're grounded, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, when they're mad at you, do they say your full name? Ryan, what's your middle name? Ryan
Drake.
Ryan Drake.
Your middle name's Drake?
Look at Drake. Ryan Drake, Larry.
I'm pretty sure we would have. Maybe it was off air, but yes, my middle name's Drake.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. It's a nice name.
Hey, who are you more afraid of, mom or dad?
Ooh,
he's clearly mommy.
Yeah, mom.
Seems a little bit like a loose cannon from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends.
Did you get spankings?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Kool-Aid happy face spoon that my mom would do, and it had a little kickback to it. Yeah. So, dude,
yeah, I've broken so many wooden spoons have been broken over my head.
We had the fly swatter.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
That doesn't seem that bad.
Oh, you want me to get one and see
how it feels like?
Do you think spankings still hurt?
For like
if Valdez went and got the fly swatter or another. I know a belt hurts.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a stupid question, but like when I would get in trouble with my dad would go out to the firewood and he'd grab a plank, like a plank. My dad had a great silly left-handed stroke with his spankings, and like not a sliver, but just a plank of wood from the firewood. That's what he would always use, and he'd always say, bend over and grab your ankles.
Chippendales.
And then you're just bracing for that impact. And you know, did you guys have to pull your pants down?
Yeah.
Bare skin.
So, I mean, number one, that's embarrassing. Show your hiney. Did you ever get the hot sauce in your mouth?
Okay, I got soap in my mouth. That?
Yeah, you say the F word. And your parents take your tongue, pull it out, and they dump hot sauce on it.
Oh, no. Dude, we got soap.
That doesn't sound that bad.
Well,
I don't know.
The hottest hot sauce in the world. I remember it burning my mouth.
No, have you ever had a bar of soap? That sucks.
Dude, I got
that
dishwasher
takes like an
soap.
Hour to get out of your mouth. Like, you'll sit there for like an hour later trying to get that pH out of your mouth. Was it a base? I don't even know. What is a soap?
I don't know.
Is it an acid or a base?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I should ask Valdez, the most learned man on the show. I believe it's a base. Somebody can correct me or tell me I'm a genius.
Bitter.
Hey, are you gonna put soap in your daughter's mouth if they all of a sudden call each other?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. We were just reaching the timeout stage, and even that's not going so well. So we got a long ways to go. Yeah. I mean, they just dominate me. They're in there for 3 seconds. I'm like, all right,
It's not hard. It's not hard to score on a 2-on-1 fast break.
You're right. All right, guys. Well, we got still a lot of stuff we didn't get to today, but it's late because we stayed. Junkies had to stay late and do a Lars Eller interview today, so it's like 1 o'clock. But everybody, you have a great day today. Hopefully by the time you hear this, we'll have a plan in place for Lisa Ann and the Stallion tomorrow, and you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, let me know how Chippendales is.
All right, don't sleep. Energy drinks, don't sleep energy.com. Check them out. Later, guys.